Well, the very last thing he told us before he left was don't do any sport on the show at all. So, of course, we start with the World Cup. The greatest show on earth begins today. Are you excited? We want your thoughts. Who do you think will win and who do you want to win? Are you going to be cheering on or booing England? I'd also like to hear all your past World Cup memories. The Ulster Unionist leader, Mike Nesbitt, gave us some interesting ones from his time as a commentator. And, of course, if you're fed up with the whole thing and not interested, give us a ring and tell us why. 08459 555 678. Text 81771 or email Nolan at bbc.co.uk. I've been up to Stormont to find out who all our politicians are backing. Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness explained why he's supporting Argentina and also spoke about getting England in that office sweep.
Rubbing people, I say, well, I obviously have to support England for financial gain. But growing up in Derry, I come from a sport mad family, and my brothers play Gaelic football and soccer. And you do have to make serious choices then when it comes to the matches beginning. My leaning is towards Argentina, and I'll tell you why. And a lot of people will probably be very surprised at this. My younger brother, Paul, played left back for Finn Harps many years ago. And he was selected for a League of Ireland select team that went down to Argentina the year before Argentina won the World Cup. And he actually played against Diego Maradona. Maradona was 17. He was brought on at half time. And Daniel Passarella was the captain of that team that won the World Cup the following year. And he was also the manager of Argentina later, who won the World Cup. And my brother Paul swapped jerseys with him, and he has his jersey on the house.
My goodness, that's a fantastic story, isn't it?
Well, it's a totally true story. And we've always had a wee leaning towards Argentina when it came to World Cups. Of course, I love the Brazilians. I love the Dutch. I love the Italians. They all play fantastic football. I don't think England has a hope in hell of winning the World Cup, if I'm being honest.
How much are you going to lose in the office sweep then?
I'm going to be devastated. I'm going to lose a fiver.
I'm fancying Argentina myself only because they got great odds. But everybody's stepping away from Brazil a wee bit. They think it's the pressure of the home World Cup, and they do seem to choke on the big stage.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think in recent years, you know, the Argentinians have produced some fantastic footballers. And you look at the likes of Messi, who has been voted over recent times as the greatest footballer in the world over, you know, consistently a number of years. They play fantastic football. Their heart and soul is in it. It's as big a sport for them as it is in Brazil. So if either Argentina or Brazil wins, I'd be happy enough. But my favour is very much towards Argentina. I've nothing against the English players. I always respect players, and whenever they go out to play for their country, and they'll go out and they'll play with pride for their country, and that's the way it should be. So it's not to do with politics. It's got to do solely with football and who we favour.
I always thought you were red side of Manchester, so I would be surprised there's no cheering for Louis van Gaal there as well.
Well, I've supported Manchester United since I was 8 years of age. That was 1958, the year of the Munich air crash, which obviously had a big impact on all of us. And at that time, there wasn't a Manchester United team that didn't have several Irish players on it. So, absolutely, I still support Manchester United. First love was obviously Gaelic football in my own county, Derry. But Van Gaal will do a good job at United. He is up against it, obviously, in the World Cup this time. The Dutch always play great football. If the Dutch won the World Cup, if the Irishmen won the World Cup, I'd be happy enough too.
There you go, Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. Happy enough for the Orange Men to win the World Cup. And for you, with both Northern Ireland and the Republic not qualifying, who will you support? Give us a ring this morning, 08459 555 678.